Brian Noonan in for Nick. Nick will be in for Steve Cochran in about an hour and a half or so. Between myself and Nick is the opening bell. I always enjoy a good story with nature and an animal, but sometimes animals don't make, even though last night we talked about cuddly penguins dressed like pirates and we talked about dogs wearing pants and having dentures, sometimes animals are not the most friendly. A cop in Louisiana lost control of his cruiser and crashed into a ditch after an owl flew inside the vehicle and pecked his head. You ever had your head pecked by a bird, Esmeralda?
No, they've swooped in on me, but they've never
got
made
pecked.
Contact.
Oh, you're very lucky. Dan, you ever been pecked?
Can't say that I have.
Man, oh, man. I'll tell you. Well, you're lucky. I have. I'll share the story in a minute. Let me tell you about this poor Covington police officer. Lance Benjamin's his name. He was on patrol when he felt something fly and hit his face, according to the Times-Picayune, which is a fine newspaper down there in New Orleans. He initially thought it was a football. Sure, because oft-times footballs will fly in the window of your squad car. Just driving along, minding your own business. And there's, Drew Brees just out on his lawn, chucking footballs through people's windows.
His kid kicks him through the window.
Well, his kid's a derelict. His kid's a menace to society. Let's be honest. Just because you have it, he's got a famous dad. He figures he can get away with that, kicking footballs through windows. But Drew always goes, writes a check, takes care of business.
That's Chase Quick Pays, I believe.
Sure, I think that's exactly right. Look at us, corporate shills, and we're not even getting anything for it. He initially thought it was a football, and then I felt some scratching on the back of my head and some pecking. I tried to keep control of my car, which I've got to say that would be almost impossible. Imagine if an owl landed on your head, Esmeralda. Would you still be able to drive?
Well, no, but yeah. Even if someone hit me with a football.
Exactly.
Like in that sense, wouldn't you stop?
You would think so, but when you're, you know,
it's a daily occurrence, he just gets hit in the face with things.
Sure, he takes one to the face and just keeps driving. That's how he goes. He tried to keep control. He went into a ditch. He avoided some trees. Finally, he was able to stop the car, put it in park, and get out. And there it was, just chilling out in the car. He was only traveling about 10 miles an hour. He avoided serious injury, thankfully. The owl, in case you were wondering, also unharmed. He opened the passenger side window after getting out of the cruiser. The bird eventually flew out after 45 minutes. 45 minutes to get an owl out of your car.
They're menacing looking.
The owls are scary.
I really like owls, but only in cartoon form.
Yes. I like the ones that wear miter boards and eat Tootsie Pops.
Right.
Those are the owls I like.
But the real ones. They got some real judgy eyes.
They do. And they
can't deal with it.
Their talons and their beaks are very sharp. And they will
clearly. We'll ask this guy.
Yeah, he gets pecked. He got pecked in the head. And I watched my dog get pecked once, and I laughed because when we were living in California, he went out in the yard and he was just a puppy at the time. But I guess it was during nesting season, and we had some bushes and trees and stuff in the back, as most, you know, landscaping, you know, like most people have. Now, I'm not some big shot. Oh, guess what I had in my backyard? Trees. Yeah, that's right. I have that kind of money. I had a bush in my yard. So anyway, the dog goes out, and all of a sudden I see these birds start, like, flying around real close to him, and they're dive bombing him. And they're bang, 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 right on his head. And I laughed because I'm stupid. I laugh. Of course, then I call the dog in, and he's freaking out because he just got pecked by birds. He doesn't know what's going on. So a couple days later, I'm walking into my daughter's school, and the walkway up to the school has a bunch of trees, you know, because it's picturesque. And I hear all this chirping, and my hand to God, this bird comes flying down and starts coming around real close to me, and I'm flailing like a spastic. And all of a sudden, the bird pecks me in the head. And it was the most horrifying thing I had ever been through. And I've been through some horrifying things. And now, again, I'm flailing, and people are laughing at me like I had laughed at my dog. So karma had literally come home to roost, and it was roosting on my head. I would not wish a bird pecking your head on anyone.
Was it a very long pecking?
It was a quick, three rapid-fire peck. Peck, 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 pop, pop, pop. And then my flailing would scare away anybody. including a bird. They must have been nesting in that tree, and I posed a threat. I've posed a threat to numerous animals, not just this bird who wanted to go for my brain, and you know, dogs. You always dogs, cats. I actually angered a giraffe one time.
Wow,
that's right. Giraffes, don't they seem like the most docile creatures on the face of the earth? They are, unless you look them in the eye. And you would think, well, how a giraffe very tall, how are you going to look him in the eye? We were at the Wild Animal Park in San Diego, and they have an enclosure where the giraffes are down low and you're up high and you can feed the giraffes. But they don't tell you you're not supposed to make eye contact with a giraffe. Now, we know you don't make eye contact like with a wild dog or you avoid. But giraffes, again, oh, they eat leaves. How tough can they be? So my daughter goes up, and she's like five at the time. She feeds the giraffe some leaves, and my wife feeds the giraffe. Oh, they're so beautiful. They're so calm and docile. Oh, long, graceful necks. So it's my turn. I'm going to feed a giraffe. This is cool, right? Yeah, I'm 6'5". So now I'm standing up, and the giraffe walks up to the railing, and now the giraffe and I are eye to eye. And somehow the giraffe perceives me as a threat. Like I'm a throat punch it or something, and it's got a lot of throat. Big target. If I decided I was going to throat punch a giraffe, I wouldn't have much trouble, uppercut or cry. I'm hitting that giraffe's throat. So the giraffe, I didn't even know they made noise. It made this like hissing kind of sound, and its head, it gave me the old, oh no, you're not head weave. And the person from the park is like, sir, you need to back up. I'm like, what? You have to back up. You're aggravating the giraffe.
Did it have the little horns?
It had the little nubs. Yeah, the little nub horns. So, I don't know. I love nature. I love animals. They don't love me. They want to peck me. They want to fight me. You know. I do know I could probably...
Surely she just walk around with like a camera crew and send you into a zoo and see what happens.
Oh, man, that would be insanity.
Riles up all the animals.
I smell a first-run movie.
It's like in the Omen where the dogs just get crazy. Or anytime there's a vampire movie or something, when a monster walks by, the animals go crazy. That's me. But I want to be Dr. Doolittle. Instead, they perceive me as like Dr. Mengele. It's a whole weird
Are you
thing.
Trying too hard?
I don't think so. That's a good point, Esmeralda. Maybe I'm overzealous with my affection. Maybe they sense it. Maybe I give off some sort of musk that aggravates them.
Well, I have a cat, and the cat
Bring it
hisses
in.
Completely at anybody it meets.
Okay.
That comes into the house that's a stranger. She freaks out. And I don't know what it is about. She just And mostly to people who are like, oh, a cat. And then she just goes, no, and starts to hiss at them.
All right. So she doesn't.
So she can sense it. She's just like, nope, I don't like you now.
I guess it'd be like a person if I came on too strong.
Maybe.
But all I wanted to do was give that giraffe a leaf. That was all.
Yeah, well, it didn't want that leaf.
It didn't, no, it wanted a piece of me, and I'm not giving it up. All right, let's do this. Then it's news, WGN. Thanks, Esmeralda. All right, somebody, Robin Wheaton, texted in. He's got a name for the movie, Dan, that you want to, as you get the documentary film, to follow me around as I walk through the zoo. Banned, Noonan at the Lincoln Park Zoo. That's from Robin Wheaton. I don't think I should be banned. I think it's fine. Again, I just won't make eye contact with any animals, much like I do with people. I'm going to treat animals like I do people, not look at them.
People want a good laugh. I suggest they check out the podcast of you confronting the possum, which is available at WGNRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
My dad and I were on the way to a Blackhawks game listening to you that evening, and it was quite funny.
The possum scared me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Those dead eyes, man.
Possums are Satan's rodent. If Satan had a pen full of rodents, it would be possums. And I will say, just an update, the possum hasn't come back. Of course, I have not flipped the wheelbarrow back on top. It's still laying on its side, right where it was when I left it. So, yeah, thank you. That was very nice of you to say. But that's, I have way too many run-ins with animals.
Yes.
Honestly.
Not get along with the animal kingdom.
Mice and possums and my crazy dogs and birds pecking my head and giraffes wanting a piece of me. One time I stepped on a horseshoe crab. I got all kinds of...
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, now that I think of it, I'm not good in the animal kingdom. I don't know what would happen to me if I were ever, you know, ever out in the wilderness.
If Rise of the Planet of the Apes happened, you'd be like the first one gone. You're like on their... Like,
you think I'm on their hit list?
Yeah.
I'm number one with a bullet, so to speak? That doesn't... And that doesn't make sense, again, because I am kind to animals. Unless they...
I thought you just said you stepped on a crab.
That was not my fault.
They don't know that.
It was a horseshoe crab, and it hurt me more than it hurt it. Because those are the ones with the big spiny backs, mm-hmm. and it was kind of down in the sand under the water, and I was just frolicking in the surf, as I'm wont to do.
You and Sandra D?
Me and Sandra D. I am always on the lookout for another From Here to Eternity moment. Every time I'm at the beach, I want to make out with someone and have sand and
surf.
How does
your wife feel about that?
She understands it. It's one of my personality quirks. See, we talked about things before we got married, unlike what our guest said, calling back a guest from 2:30 for people. That's the bonus. If you listen the whole show, you get bonus callbacks. If you're just joining us, go back and listen to the podcast, and then you'll get that reference. But, so she doesn't care. We talked about it. It's only at the beach, and only if I'm wearing a an old fashioned William Holden kind of bathing suit too. I can't be wearing some surf shorts. That doesn't work.
Right, it's uncomfortable for everyone anyway.
Well, of course it is.
So
I don't say that it's easy. My life is not an easy one, Esmeralda, for myself or the people who surround me. It's no picnic.
Right. Did the animals ever attack the people you're with?
No.
Okay, good.
No, my daughter, and my wife had a wonderful experience. I actually have a beautiful picture of my daughter feeding the giraffe. It's one of my favorite pictures because this elegant animal is leaning over, and there's my daughter in her little bucket hat, and she's reaching up, and it's taking the leaf.
Seconds later, mayhem.
Terror, just terror walks in. I couldn't have been happier walking up to feed. Have you ever fed a giraffe?
No.
It's supposed to be a wonderful experience.
I've seen them. They kind of weird me out.
Really?
Because... Now, I'm going to sound stupid, but is their skin patterned or is that fur?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right? Like, is that just
Dan,
their
get
skin?
Lester Fisher from the Ark in the Park on the horn, quickly.
I always look at him. I see him at the zoo and I'm just like, is that skin?
You know what?
Or is that fur? Because if it's skin, it's going to creep me out. That always weirds me out. Like, if you see dogs that don't have, when they shave
dogs.
Them down. No, when they shave them for something at the vet. And then you see they have spots underneath and, like, their fur is spotted. And they have spots underneath. It kind of weirds me out. I had a Cocker Spaniel that was
that had spotted skin.
And his skin was spotted.
One of my dogs has spots on her skin.
Weirds me out.
Don't look at her undercarriage. If you ever come
splotchy
over.
Weird.
Splotchy weird.
Don't get under there.
Yeah, don't look around. Sometimes avert your eyes, which I have learned. Now that's the ultimate lesson, to avert your eyes.
From the article online, 12 Fascinating Facts About Giraffes.
Please, yes, share.
The most striking feature of giraffes, apart from their necks, of course, is the magnificent spotted coat. The intricate patterns of fur are not only individual to different subspecies, but every single giraffe has a unique pattern, much as with human fingerprints.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So it's fur.
Yes, it is fur.
Okay.
Curiously, the patterns also function as signs. Giraffes from the same area tend to have similar fur patterns.
Like gangs?
Yes.
They throw up their giraffe signs.
Maybe.
See, no.
Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, maybe it was turf. Maybe I shouldn't have been wearing a leopard skin coat at the zoo. Maybe that was my problem.
I was going to say, maybe it's your comments. The giraffes are listening. They're like, no, we don't like this guy. See? We told
you. Back then, I was just doing...
You're spouting hateful giraffe speech.
No, I... spouting hateful giraffe speech.
I mean,
you know what'd be great though, because if they protested, their heads would be right outside this window, so we wouldn't even have to look down. They'd be right there, be like, what happened? Stop the hate speech.
But then, what are they going to do after that? That's the thing.
Well,
just knock on the windows with their
sure with their heads. That's what they do. They make the head fake.
That's all they can do. Well, then they can't get in because they're so big.
And I know they're not going to eat me because they're herbivores.
Oh, there you go.
So
gnaw on you.
I don't even think they like the taste of meat.
Well, no, they don't have to. They don't have to
just,
eat it.
They just lick me.
They would bite you and then move on.
All right, listen. Spouting hateful giraffe speech, Dan. If that's not that I've got to use that somewhere. I've got to make that some sort of promotional item.
Oh man!
Maybe a billboard. I know WGN is doing a lot of new billboards. I saw a couple yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen to Brian Noonan.
Spouting hateful giraffe
speech. You anti-giraffe.
Do you hate giraffes? Listen to the Brian Noonan show. He hates them too. This time it's personal. It used to just be a blanket. I had disdain for giraffes. But
right.
Now it's personal. Now they've waged war on me. All right, since we brought up animals, I was going to talk about something else, but how about some of the most unusual items vets have removed from dogs' stomachs?
Oh.
No?
All those poor dogs.
It's their own fault.
It is their own fault.
It's their own fault.
They keep thinking it's food.
Right. If they minded their own business,
yeah,
they'd be fine. Vet for Pets. Top 10 list of unusual items removed from dogs' tummies has been compiled and published to remind dog owners to pay close attention to what their pets are up to. Yeah, because dogs will eat anything. I came home yesterday, and our oldest dog has learned now, we have our trash can is one of those where you step on the pedal and the lid pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's decided now, if there's something in there that smells savory, he's figured out a way to use his snout to lift the lid. And so the trash was all over the kitchen floor.
Oh, boy.
And I walk in, and I'm like, and he knows. He's smart enough to know he's in trouble because he just lays there. And the other one scatters. Like, not me, man. I have nothing to do with this. The other one dresses up as a giraffe so that I don't come after it. Because it knows now I have a fear. So she puts on a giraffe costume and runs away. Now, this is a survey from the UK. And I don't know why we always get the survey from the UK, but we do.
Interesting people.
They are interesting. And we learn they have their teeth are not much worse than ours.
Right.
That's what we learned yesterday. We learn a lot on this program. One, that giraffes don't like me. And two, the people in Britain have nice teeth.
Esmeralda is dating an alien.
And yeah, he's a V.
Yes, we've learned a lot of, wow. It's, I don't know. Underwear and socks are the most, are not uncommon to find in a dog's stomachs. But it's highly unusual to find out they don't belong to the owner or their partner. So if you're having a little tryst at the house, or maybe your dog just runs to somebody else's clothesline, I don't know how your dog would get somebody else's socks and underwear in their stomach.
Can you imagine they're breaking into homes? And
your dog with the little mask.
Oh.
Little mask and the stocking cap. Why do we always, what do you call it when you make a dog, give dog animals
humanized.
Human feature? Yeah. There's some other crazy word for it.
Anamorphous.
Yeah, something like
that.
Somebody will know. The texters always know more than I do. Dogs consume all sorts of items lying around. Where is the top 10? Here we go. The top 10, and I don't need a drum roll. I don't need the crazy music.
I know, I was about to like start.
I know, I appreciate that. That's the kind of effort. See, you won't do puppets, but you'll give me sound effects. So Barbie doll heads without the hair. That's the number 10. Number 9, a baby's dummy treat. I don't know what that is.
Oh, like the maybe the pacifier or rattle?
Oh, maybe. Could be. Yeah, I don't know. It's a British thing.
Yeah, they're British.
Can't they just speak English? Corn on the cob middles. Yeah, see if your dog gets in the garbage. Christmas tinsel, which is awful because, a whole rubber chicken, baked potato, needle and thread, that's horrifying, carpet thread running from mouth to bottom, then it's like a pull cord out of a lawnmower, a riding crop, wow, what's going on at your house that your dog is eating your riding crop?
How big is that dog?
I don't know. It's a chihuahua.
Hanging out of its mouth.
And the number one most unusual item, we talked about it before, underwear of owner's, quote, non-partner.
Yeah, my dog, when I had a dog, he swallowed bouncy balls.
Oh, really?
I was playing with Jax.
Oh, little Super Bowl kind of thing?
So the Super Bowls, he swallowed them. And,
oh.
Yeah, he had to get surgery.
Oh, yeah, because I'm guessing those aren't going to pass. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the cat that I have, she ate some yarn. And it could not, because it was too much,
long?
I guess. Yeah, so we had to cut them open.
Oh, no.
Get out the yarn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's okay now?
Yeah, no, she's fine.
Ew. Wow.
Yeah, no, she's good.
That's awful. All right, now we got to switch things up. Hey, we got Blackhawks Express coming up in a second. But here's the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. I can't stop thinking about your cat eating all that yarn.